Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Vamped City, another great episode on Dollhouse Radio. We're super happy to have you guys here with us tonight. It is now June 22nd. The first day of summer was yesterday, June 21st. Just want to send a shout out to my twin aunts, Lynn and Bryn. Happy birthday to them. They had their birthdays yesterday. I love them so much. I definitely want to send a happy birthday to my aunts. I'm going to have my aunt on the show. I think we'll do it not this week, but the next week. We'll have her on the show. She's going to come in and share some of her paranormal expertise with you guys. And we're going to try to get more guests on. That's my whole visual, my vision for the show. We definitely want to make sure we bring in some guests to kind of go in with our topics that we have each week. Here on Vamped City. If you're just tuning in for the first time tonight, relax, get your popcorn out. Definitely, we have a good time here. We talk about a lot of paranormal and spiritual topics. So I definitely would encourage you, if you want to comment on anything, you can hit us up on Facebook. I'm at Twitter. I'm live right now on Twitter, too. And everybody that's followed me on Twitter, it's Sexy India. My Facebook is private, but if you're on my Facebook already, you know where I'm at, so that's good. And it's Mika, M-I-K-A Brown. And I have AKA India Morale on there. So just to let you guys know, just to update, you know, there has been several fake pages going on. Someone has created a while ago with me. I only have one Facebook, so I just want to confirm that. I have one Facebook. It is private. And my Facebook, mostly I only have, like, friends from school. I have a few fans on there that I do accept. Most of my family members, people I know. So I don't really just give out my Facebook like that. So if you've been talking to somebody on Facebook, random, I know it's a few out there I've seen. The only one is official is the one that I'm posting all of my dollhouse stuff on, and all the stuff that's connected to my Twitter, which you guys know is at Sexy India. Other than that, it's all fakes. I'm telling you guys, so just be careful. And just to let the guys out there know, no, I do not talk to people on the phone that I don't know. So if you've been talking on the phone with somebody, definitely it's not me. I don't talk to random people. I'm sorry, not to be disrespectful, but I'm a busy girl. I don't have time for that. Anyways, so I want to just welcome you guys to Vamp City. Tonight we got a crazy topic. We're going to talk about this Charlie Challenge because I saw that a lot of kids are doing this challenge. Now, if you haven't heard of the Charlie Challenge, and the reason why I'm only saying one name because I don't like to call the name, so you know what it is. I just think that it's very important that we discuss this tonight, that a lot of these kids are doing things these days that have no idea what it is really behind what they're doing. You have the fire challenge, which I thought was so stupid. But when I heard about the Charlie challenge, it really made me say, you know what? These kids are really dumb. They don't have no idea what they're doing. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Also, we're going to have a mini topic of, is there such thing as good witches and bad witches? Like, you know, what we know, there's dark and light. You have, I think we had this conversation before, but I kind of want to talk about that tonight. I was asked that, like, is there such thing between a good witch and a bad witch? We will talk about that tonight. Also, we'll do some paranormal news, because we have a lot to talk about in the paranormal side. Also, I want to talk about the guy that shot the people in the church the other day, the Charleston shooting. It's very important that we talk about that and discuss that real quick. I'm going to bring in my co-host. I think Timer's here and James Acevedo is here online. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey. So
what's
we're going to jump right into it, guys. We're going to just get right into it. Okay, the Charleston shooting happened the other day, okay? We all know. How did that make, okay, one, I'm not surprised because there's so many things like that happen these days, but Timer, like, how did you feel? Like, when you saw the report, the news report, or you got word that this happened, what were your feelings towards this, and what was the first thing you thought? Like, what was you thinking, like, oh, no, not again? Did you think it was racial? What did you say about it when this happened, when you heard about it?
You can't hear me good.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was waking up. My wife woke me up to the news. She's like, hey, she's like, a guy went into the church and shot 9 people. And my first thoughts was, I don't know. I just completely went dead. I mean, what I really felt was like, damn, is this what we come to? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where no place is sacred. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I was real messed up behind it. I mean, it took me a minute to actually come out of that kind of that stage, come out of that zone where it, like, shut my mouth wide open. Because truth be told, it just threw me for a loop where I was somewhat in this zone where I was here, but I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm still at this point. I'm pretty much outraged at this point. it's sad that, you know, no place is sacred anymore. You know what I'm saying? The one place in the world that, you know, one place that everyone should feel safe and secure, which is church, has turned into, you know, now there's, you know, mixed feelings about it. You know, I feel like people are going to start taking guns to church, and it's crazy, man. I just feel like, you know, we're living in the last days, like our elders have been telling us since the beginning of our time. So, man, I just, you know what I'm saying, it's just saddening me, truth be told. I'm saddened by it and outraged. Yeah, that's what I'm at. I must do it.
Okay.
You're so quiet.
It's disgusting. It's just when I heard about it, it was just, you know, just like what Tim was saying. I didn't know white, black, anything like that at the time. And then when I got more info on the story, and then I find out that, you know, they arrested him and they basically, you know, they put on a bulletproof vest to, you know, to make sure no one hurts this. I wouldn't even want to call him a man or a human being. This thing that did what he did, it that made me, I think, more outraged than as much as the incident itself. Because it's like, you know damn well, and I hate to say this, but this is just the truth. It is the truth. If it was black or Hispanic, went up in there and did what that same person did, he would have had 50 bullets in him, and he would have been dead. I'm just sorry. I'm just keeping it real. That bothers me just as much. And then to see the family just going with the goal and seeing the pictures of all these good people, basically all they were doing just minding their business, worshiping the Lord. You know, and one of the oldest church, you know, a black church in Charleston, in the South, where they went through all this discrimination, all these hundreds of years, and for that to happen, it's just a blasphemy, and it's just disgusting. I'm trying not to curse.
It lets you know, but I know it lets you know also, James and Timer, that everything we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks on this show,
yep,
that everything is winding down. The time clock is winding down for the return, because you can tell things. One thing about the devil, he knows that he only has a certain amount of time. And when that certain amount of time is, what would you do if you only had a certain amount of time? You want to just give it up, right?
Yeah.
And I just kind of think that when I look at this guy, this little boy, he was a skinny kid. He went in there, you know, it don't take you don't have to be big to hold a gun and shoot people. But I kind of felt like, once again, when we talk about possession and demonic, just demonic possession, when people are basically possessed and they don't even know it. And I just kind of think he was, like, used for something. And that's what I get with him. He was used for something. He was used to go in that building and kill these people. And it's just, like, it's really sad, because it don't make sense, really, because you had black people that were friends of his. Did you see the interview with the black boy that was stupid, that sounded really stupid in the interview, that was really basically taken up for him?
No, number one,
if you're a racist, right, you're not going to have no black friends at all. If you're a racist of any race, if you're a black person, don't like white people, guess what? You're
keep
not going to have white friends.
Yeah.
Right, keep it real. I kind of felt like, wait, if you had one black friend, you're not racist then. So honestly, it was racial. But I also feel it was something more deeper than that. And a lot of people missed the big point. This man did not wake up one morning and just said, I'm going to go kill black people.
No.
I think that it was something else, and something came over this person, and that either he was mind controlled or he was possessed. And come on, like, come on, don't let me lose you guys. Hello, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel he doubt it was. I feel like it's a lot of people that this has happened to. Where have you ever seen somebody? Remember the guy who shot the people in the movie theater? What's his name? The crazy-looking guy.
Well, his name shouldn't be talked about anyway, to be honest with you.
Right, we don't care about that, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But have you seen how he was looking? If you go back and get video of that man after that he did it when he went to court, look at his eyes. To anybody who can read between the lines, look how he looked.
Yeah.
He looked almost like he didn't even know what he did. And he was sitting there like, I did what? He was looking confused. And to me, I was getting like, either when you're possessed, you don't really know what you're doing, right? And possession is like you do things and you're just, something else is in control, right?
Yeah.
Or something else is in control. And I don't want to have to get deep on y'all. But I just kind of felt like, sometimes these people, their bodies are being used to do certain things, to carry out certain things. And I just kind of felt like with him, whether it's possession or whatever, a normal person will just walk in. And I don't think he had a history of mental illness. People don't just get mental ill in one day, right?
No, they've been having.
So it's a lot of people who don't like black people. It's people who don't like white people. People who don't like Mexican people, but they don't go kill them.
No.
So we can't just say, oh, it was a black and white thing.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be, but at the same time, I'm looking at, like, wait a minute. Nah. This person, not only it was a black thing, it was Christian in a church. Come on, y'all. Let's get deeper with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go there.
It's the same thing that's happening with ISIS, where you have Christians being slaughtered. Hello? Executed. Kids, grown up. The same thing happened. That's the same thing. Christians, in the last days, basically, it was always known that Christians will be the target. Christians will be, we will be the ones basically targeted because no one likes Christians. Nobody likes them, especially the enemy, okay? Anybody who followed God, it was like, nah. You get what I'm saying? And I kind of feel like that was also played a part of it. It's not just a black and white thing. It's also like the Christian, the ISIS thing. That's not a black and white thing. That's like a Christian thing. You're a Christian, they were killing Christians on the spot.
No.
It wasn't black. It don't matter if you're black, whatever. You say that you're a Christian, they were killing people. That's what the whole ISIS thing, okay?
No.
So it's deeper than just black and white. We only get told that. That's the narrative that you guys hear.
Yeah.
But it's deeper than that. It's possession.
Sure.
If it's not possession, it's mind control. If it's not mind control, it is a terrorist thing. Because now you're killing Christians.
Yeah.
Within the United States.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well,
we can't even go to our church to have service. But I want to say something to all the people who go to church on Sunday, or the people who go to Bible study. Fear no man. Don't be scared to go to your Bible study. Don't shut down your church. Keep going to your church. Keep going to your Bible studies. Because trust me, you need to make sure that in your church that God is present. Because you want to ask God to come in and protect you. Have your angels outside that nobody can come in and do what they did the other day.
Yeah.
That won't happen again.
Well, I just want to briefly say that. I want to correct. I beg to differ with Acevedo as far as the guy who shut up the people up in Aurora, Colorado. As far as his name is not to be mentioned, I say that's malarkey, because anybody that does such an act like that, there's no way that we should lose their name in history, because we could be standing right next. You could be servicing this guy's car and not know this is the guy who did what he did, if you forget who his name is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, flat out, you know, when the guy did the thing, because, like you said, after the Trayvon Martin incident in 2012, 2013, and you know what I'm saying, that inspired him to look deeper, and then he typed in black on white crime, and whatever he pulled up from Google from typing in black on white crime altered his mind to a point where he said he felt like he needed to incite a race war because we were raping the women.
Yeah.
And taking over the country.
Then, I mean, Simon? He could have walked on any black street and killed whoever in any place, right? But he decided to walk in the church, and that makes it different. Now you're not just killing a black person. You kill Christians in the church, in God's house. So it's not just about black people. I think that's the narrative that they want out. Because, if that's the narrative that they expose, that means, guess what? It's creating a black versus white thing again. Because, it didn't work with Mike Brown. Because somebody wants a race war. In my opinion, somebody wants a race war. It doesn't take a psychic to see that. Somebody wants a race war. It didn't work with Trayvon Martin. Guess what? We didn't get mad enough. It's not going to work because, guess what? We see it. We know what you're trying to get us to do, and we're not going to do it.
The reason why.
So now this happened, so they want people to get even madder, so it could be a white versus black thing. But see, I see beyond that. I see that it's not just a black and white thing. It's somebody who went inside of a church. He could have went to any hood in Charleston and killed, if you're going to kill black people. But you made it a Christian thing by going to the church. That's different.
He went to the best. When I see dudes fit, when I first seen dude Christian, my first a problem white guy, problem white child. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as him going to church, I mean, you got to think about it. He's a punk. You know what I'm saying? He went into a church because nine times out of ten, who in the church is really going to have a gun? There's no way he's going to go to the hood and try to kill black people and expect to get out that hood alive because 8 out of 10 people got guns. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's true.
There's no way he would have did it. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of it, he went to a throwback Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? Most people in the club. Now, had he hit that church at the right time, meaning it was the hood cats around the block who look at that church as the place that keeps them safe, you know what I'm saying? Guys who protect them on their block. No, he wouldn't have made it out there alive. He did it at the right opportune time. And the messed up thing about it, what really disturbed me is, he went in the church, he asked for the pastor, they pointed out the pastor. The pastor invited him to come up and sit next to him, which means the young problem child was sitting up there next to the pastor in the pulpit, and then after they start the plan, he gets up, the first person he had to hit was the pastor. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, the way I see it, because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like it was a hit. You know what I'm saying? Because the pastor was a state senator, but that's going to look deep with it. Yeah,
I just think that it's a message. I think it's a message, though, too. And I think that the narrative, they want it to be a black and white thing or a white boy killed a lot of black people. I really think it's deeper than that. I just think that it's more of the ISIS coming to America where this has already happened with a black guy. See, ISIS is not a black and white thing.
Nope.
That's like... whatever, that's their own thing. It's white people, black people, it's all kind of people involved in that.
Yep.
It's something saying we have people who are going and murdering, because the only reason why I relay it back to that is because it's the same thing that happened, that's the same thing that was happening overseas with the people that were dying because they're Christian, because of what they chose to believe in. And because they died in the church, why would he pick a church? You get what I'm saying? And I get what you're saying, because most churches don't have guns. That's not true, because I heard a preacher on the radio the other morning, and he said they have the right to carry in their state, and he said they do have guns.
Wow.
So that's not true. Some preachers do have guns.
I mean, it's the same to go for... You know what I'm saying? Like, with the state of South Carolina does not have a hate crime law. So when they do try to enforce that hate crime law, it won't hold weight with him because he created his act before the law was implemented. Therefore, he's not going to get hit with a hate crime law. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So it's a catch-22 situation. And, yeah, a lot of them want a race war, but as we know, us black folks is a kind of people. If we wasn't a kind of people... This country had been burned down 100 years ago.
Exactly. I don't think I'm so happy. And you know what? Sometimes I'd be hard on our people and be like, you know what? This is an ad, and you know, I'm disappointed. And I'm really actually proud of our people because I think that, and not just black. I'm talking about everybody who wants peace. Because when you look at the marches, it's not just the white people. I mean, black people who are marching. You got all colors who are marching along with those people who are suffering, who lose family, who lost family members to all this chaos that's been going on out here. Everybody is marching, okay? So to everybody out there who wants peace, you know, I'm proud of everybody. Because we could be doing a lot of stuff. We can be, like, doing the things they probably want us to do. The people who are trying to cause this war, you know, people could be doing other stuff. Now, you got the small handful of people who try to riot and stir up stuff, but guess what? It's only a few. It was only a few. And those few actors. Half of those people that did that was, half of them was actors. Come on, don't let me lose you. Hello?
You know what happened last summer?
And like you said, as far as being proud, you know, what I was very proud of was, you know, something like I spoke on many times before is, you know, I grew up in church from the very first Sunday I was out of church, out of the hospital. Therefore, I was proud of the congregation and the family of the victims who came out and said they forgive them. Now, that's God-like. That's Christian-like.
Thank you.
You know what
I'm saying?
Thank you.
Because that's what that's what we do. It says that no... Whatever you do, somebody can kill somebody that you love. But what God will do, what will he do? He will forgive that person. Because at the end of the day, whatever's in store for him, he's going to have to deal with God. At the end of the day, he will deal with God and God will deal with him. So you better hope that he asks for forgiveness. If he doesn't, guess what? It's out of my hands. So I don't wish hate on that young man. I don't wish anything on him. The guy who, the cop who killed Mike Brown, I do not wish hate on him. The guy who basically wrestled with the guy in New York down and choked him, I don't wish hate on them. None of them. I pray to God that they ask for forgiveness because trust me, if not, they don't have to deal with him themselves. I won't be there and you won't either. So we don't have to worry about that. Everything, guess what? It will balance itself out, and the universe, God will take care of it. I'm not worried about it. So that's what it's going to be. But I just kind of think that right now it's a time that you need to pay attention. You have to pay attention to everything. This is nothing, you guys. We've been talking about it for weeks. We've been talking about it since we've been on the show, that things are increasing. Things will happen. So many things are coming. This is nothing. Because why? Because the end, like the countdown, that clock is ticking. And it's ticking down to the point where it's just like chaos, more and more stuff comes. Every day now, every week is something, right? Something happens. Mm-hmm. Something major happens. Why is that? It's just crazy. And we have to pay attention, start paying attention.
Yeah,
look around you. Start feeling these demons that are present within your universe. You better start being present because, see, that demon would have walked in that door. Because, see, even though that child, because, see, honestly, I don't believe it was, even though his body was used to do the things he was doing, I don't believe that. I think when certain people do certain stuff like that, I really think that they're, it's something going on, more than mental. I think it's, I believe, possession. And that's evil. That's so evil that it's possession. It's so evil that it's something more to it. That's why I said other things with that. And it's more than a mental illness. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that you guys have to start sensing stuff. When you know when something ain't right. When that boy walked into that church and he was sitting in the pulpit, somebody has to be some type of something, a prophet. Something within that church to feel something. What the spirit was telling you and warning you, get out, get these people out. Something's not right. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can walk past people and I can feel you. I can feel it. And I just be like, oh my gosh. I think that we need, and guess what? We all have that. We have to wake up spiritually so we can be warned, so we can get our warning of things that are coming, things that are, so it can save your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's why I say that everybody, some people, most of the people are spiritually dead. It is because you're not listening to things. You don't
That's
see
right.
things coming. Some people can see things coming before they happen. And you know why? It's not because they're special. It's because they can see it and they're looking. They're looking for it. They're looking for God to show them the signs and things to come so that they can protect themselves. But sometimes we're not looking. We're blind. And just because you go to church don't always mean that you're saved. Because, see, the devil can still kind of get through. So you got to make sure you're all the way protected. You got to make sure you're spiritually tagged, you have that armor on. Because when you have the armor on, nothing can get through. Nothing can touch you. A bullet can come your way, won't even touch you. It'll go somewhere else. So we got to make sure as Christians you have to be spiritually protected. You got to make sure you're spiritually awakened and that you have that armor on. If you don't have that armor on, you might as well you're just out there playing Russian roulette with your body, period, with your soul, period. It's a lot. This woke me up. When this happened, I said, wow. It took me two different places. Is it demonic? Is it mind control? I don't know.
Is it both?
It's something. But nobody wakes up, trust me, and say, oh,
right,
I'm going to go to a church and kill people.
No.
Because Trayvon Martin happened a long time ago, baby. He could have ended this when Mike Brown happened and all the other stuff. This is something else. I'm going to keep my eyes on it.
I mean, his dad bought him a 45 at 21, and as we speak, he's 21 as we speak. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure his, you know what I'm saying, he created that hate page. And, I mean, it's been in the making. There was red flags that were raised a year or two ago, and, you know,
right. And
no one actually paid.
And then you don't have a black friend. You tell your black friend don't come out of sweet because it's going to make you look stupid. You don't have a black friend and you're racist. If you hate black people, guess what? Skinheads and KKK, they don't like no black person, no Jews, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to be a racist and you got a black friend?
Mm-hmm.
How does that look? That don't even make sense.
The black, that dude, man, he doesn't count. The black guy, I haven't seen the interview of the guy, but I guarantee he's not black. That guy thinks he's white.
No, he is black.
He thinks he's as white as the guy who created that horrific act.
Said he don't come off like that. He was actually stupid in his interview. He said that he never thought he was racist. And come on, a racist, like I said, you guys, racist people, they stuck in their ways. They don't like the opposite of whoever they are. Whoever they are against, they not messing with those people. Trust me.
Seriously.
And if you got one black friend or if you don't like Mexicans, you got one Mexican friend, come on, that kind of defeats the purpose of that. You don't not liking that race. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that don't make sense to me. The black friend should have never came out if you wanted us to believe that he was a racist. So I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's something else. And I think it's something that we're going to keep watching this story. But it's something that's not right. And something is not sitting right with me with this right here. But you know how they like to spin a narrative and make it go their way of what they want it to be. But I'm not buying it. Right. His information, I'm not buying it. I'm not stupid, and I want to make that known. My co-hosts, we're not stupid. Some people, we see between the lines. Some people read between the lines. Some people are blind. Some people are sheep. Some people like being sheep. That's fine. But guess what? I was not born a sheep. I was born a human being. Actually, a human being that's blood of God. So that's my Father in heaven. So guess what? I'm not a sheep. So you can't, like, make me see what you want me to see. I can see what I want to see because I know what I'm looking at, and I see BS. So we're going to move to the next topic. If you guys want to comment on this, 646-595-4038. I know it was a heated topic, but please, people, don't get so caught up in the black and white thing. They want to make you guys think because they want you guys to get mad. They've been trying to make you mad. Don't let them get you there. It's bigger than that. It's something else. It's, yeah, they want you to have that war. They want that war, but don't give them that. But this is bigger than that. I think that spiritually it's something else. Spiritually, it's coming down to the last moments of Christians were, they always knew that they would be the ones who would be, they will be basically, what's the word, you guys, that I want to say?
Target.
Huh? They will be targeted because of who they are. And because you who you follow. You're following somebody the enemy does not like. Okay? So if you're a Christian and they're killing Christians somewhere else in another far away overseas somewhere, and they're asking them to do stuff like that here, and they have, I just kind of think that, like, come on, it's bigger than the black and white thing. That's just one narrative. That could be, that's one, but I think that it's bigger than that. It's a spiritual war going on right now, and a lot of people don't understand that. See, the natural world that you guys are looking in with your veils down, that's what you see. That's what you're supposed to see. But everybody else who has their veils up, we can see other stuff. It's a spiritual war, and it's light and dark. And it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. And I'm sorry. And not to talk like it's something that you can't see, too. But you have to, you got to, one, wake up. And you got to wake up spiritually. I'm not talking about just wake up, you know, like you are up. You're like, I am up. I'm talking about spiritually wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see everything different. Because it's bigger than what you're seeing in the natural. It's bigger than just a black and white thing. That's little. That's nothing. It's bigger than that. It's a spiritual war going on with dark and light. It's been going on for years, for centuries.
Yep.
And guess what? You're a part of it now. And you're invited in. And a lot of people don't even get it. They just, they don't even get what's going on. So the
actually,
clock is ticking, so just pay attention. Pay attention to the clock, because when it hits zero, zero means it's zero. It's over. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
No more time.
Nope.
So we're going to move to our next little discussion I want to talk about. Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about the Charlie Tupong saying. I don't want to say his name. Like I just can't. I don't want to say it. I hate saying it.
That's it.
I definitely want to talk about that. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about good witches versus bad. Is there a such thing? So before we get into our main topic, we're gonna talk about this real quick. Now, I went to church Sunday.
Okay.
And the pastor kind of brought up, he was talking about, he brought up witches and how sometimes, just to go off subject a little bit, because, you know, I'm not going to put witches and devils in two different things because it's two different things. It's way different. But he brought up how even the devil was an angel at one point, right? And he can do wonders and make things happen, and he can transform. Because, and remember we had a conversation about that, how the devil knows the Bible backwards and frontwards, right? So what that means he can fool you, right? Because he can appear to be something he's not. There was a conversation, and someone asked, is there such thing as good and bad as far as a witch? Of course, we know it's bad, but is there such thing as a good witch? Because in the Bible, it does talk about, like, sorcery and psychics and all that stuff that it's not, it's supposed to be not good. It's not good to foretell, like, the future. And give people, like, you know, readings of what's going to happen to them in the future and stuff like that. So that's not, God does not accept that. That is in the Bible. It does say that. I do believe that people who have that ability, because it is a lot of people who are psychic, and this is something that they can't help. It's sometimes that they're given this gift, and a lot of people have different gifts. I think we all do. I just think that whatever your intention and your intent is, that's what really matters. Because if you're giving gifts, if you're using these gifts and this knowledge that you have for bad, I think that, to me, that's what makes it all dark and, like, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. Because your intentions are, like, to me, the dark is basically the people who are, like, you know, it's just you're coming from a jealous side. And it's like a dark side. It's just all, like, envious, jealousy. You wishing bad on people. You get what I'm saying? That's the dark side of it. The light side of it is because I do know some, and I respect every religion. I know a few light witches, if you want to call them, that practice their stuff. And I can't, just because I'm different, I don't look down on anybody because that's what they choose, and I respect that. They look at it where they only do things to help people and to heal, because you have some that are healers, and they help people, they heal. My ancestor was, you know, considered, they called her one. So, I know coming from just experience that people can say, you know, like if you have things that you could do, like, you know, they can be like, oh, well, you're a witch, or, you know, because you can heal, or this and that, you're this and you're that. I just think that it depends on what your intentions is. If you have gifts that you've been blessed with, if your intention is to help people, to heal them, if it's something that you're going through, you're praying for them, and you know that you have this divine connection to God and you're closer and you can do things, I feel that if your intentions are good, then it's nothing wrong with that. I just think that it's the dark side of it where when you're coming from a jealous, envious point of view, to me, that's the dark side of it. And that's when you're going to do things because you're trying to get back at somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like this person. I'm going to destroy their whole everything. Like, when you're coming from that side where you wish bad things on their family and stuff like that, that's taking it too far because now that's bad, right? And I just think that it just depends on your intention. Like, intention is very big for me because, like, your intentions could be, like, you know, you could do something that looked bad to somebody, but your intentions wasn't bad. Like, you was really coming from a good place. It just, to somebody else, it looked like something else. So it all depends on you and what you're putting out to that universe. So if you're coming from a bad place, then, yes, that is bad. And I think that it is a difference. You have people who use their knowledge and think their gifts for the light. And they choose. You have an option. And you have people who use things that their knowledge and their gifts for the dark. And that's where you get light and dark. And if you want to call yourself a witch or whatever you want to call it, I just think that certain people are blessed with abilities. And I think we all have them within us. I just think that some people discover that they have them at an early age and they develop them. And when you develop your skills, I think whatever you want to call yourself, some people call themselves witches, some people call themselves psychics, some people call themselves healers, some people call themselves watchers, some people call themselves messengers. Whatever the title is that you give yourself, you have those abilities. It's all, what all matters to me is your intentions, what you put out, what your intentions are when you're doing whatever you're doing. That's what matters. So you have to be careful because if you're doing it for the dark, trust me, everything you do and put out dark-wise, you will have to pay for it. You're always going to pay for something because when you're doing dark, you're going to have to get something up too, and not just 10 times more. So you got to make sure you're very careful. And I think that also black, dark, and light, it's a belief thing. So if you, half the time stuff don't work because I feel that it's a belief thing. So it's just like the law of attraction. If you don't believe in something, and you know, if you don't believe in prayers, it could be prayers. If you don't believe your prayers work, then guess what? They won't work. If you don't believe in something, then it doesn't work anyway. So it's nothing to me. When I think of it, it's not witchcraft. I don't think of, people who are doing spells, that's a whole different thing. Now, that's witchcraft. That's, to me, witchcraft. But to me, people who are psychic and they're blessed with gifts, messengers who get prophets, get messages from God, I don't think of that as witchcraft. I don't look at that as that. But people who are doing spells, totally different story. That's a whole different thing. Okay, that's witchcraft, and that's different. But still, with that, if you're doing stuff like that, you have certain people who are involved in that who are still doing it for to heal somebody. You get what I'm saying? You have people who are doing it to heal somebody from sickness and this and that. Then that means that's different. Is that wrong still? So I don't know. Even though I'm not involved in that part of it, I kind of think that it's not, in my opinion, it's not wrong if you're doing it to heal someone. And you're doing it to make somebody better, but I think that is your intention. Like if, like I said, if you're doing it for the dark, to hurt, harm somebody, then that's wrong. Because you should not ever harm somebody else and try to damage anything they're trying to do. What?
Witchcraft, from my research, witchcraft is a religion. It's really just a religion.
What's that? Wiccan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when it comes to black and white, I look at it as black and white witchcraft. And like you said, and that's the same way I look at it, it's all about the intention of the person, because good versus bad witch, you know, the two really balance each other out. And as you said, it's all about the intentions, like God and the devil is good and bad. So whatever your intentions are, will lean in one of the two directions. There's no halfway in. There's one of the two. So, good is what's good. Like you said, a good witch is typically the witch who practices helping people, doing the greater good, you know, has a righteous heart and spirit as well, when the bad witch is the total opposite. And from what I was reading on Wiccan, you know, I read a quote on World of Wiccan on the topic of black and white witchcraft, and it reads, on answering your concern on how to know if someone is a white or a black witch, it is like asking someone if he is a good Christian or not, and seeing him go to church, saying goes to witches. And it puts things in perspective for me, because as I said before, within my research, what it says is you cannot define a good or a bad witch by their act, for real, because witches are just as human as anybody else. Therefore, they have good days and they have bad days. There are things that can pull out the bad side of them, but yet, if they have total control of themselves, I can see them being able to pull themselves back. But yet, like you said, India, at the end of the day, they still would have to answer for whatever bad deed they did. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of being a white witch or a bad witch, whatever thing that they did was considered in the dark realm would still be a point held against them at the end of the day.
No, because it's your intention. And to all the people out there, if you feel like somebody sent something to you, just to let you know this, if you have faith in God, and like I told you earlier, your armor, if you're protected, meaning really protected, if you really believe in God and the power of the universe, you must realize that the negative energy, wherever it comes from, you can send it back. Meaning, if somebody sends something, they try to do a spell, they send it to you, right? Do you know you can send it back? Do you know how many I sent back?
No.
And most people will be like, well, how do you know it's coming? Because, what did I tell you? Wake up spiritually. When you're waking up spiritually and when you listen to God and messages where he's telling you stuff, trust me, you know. Because when somebody's trying to send something your way or this and that, you know. Start waking up and trust me, you'll see it. You'll see it coming. And you have to know that. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't fear man on this earth. Trust me. The only person you better be afraid of is God. You can send anything that comes your way. You can send it back to where it came from. Right back to where it came from.
Right.
I mean, turn it around and send it back to where it goes their way. So and that's not magic, baby. That's just being protected by God. You can send it back. So I just kind of think, the reason why we always touch on, we had a conversation about witches, witchcraft, and stuff like that before, because I feel that I looked into every religion there is, from everything you could think of. And not for me personally, but for, so that I can understand what's out there, so I can understand what somebody that is coming from that religion, so I can understand why did they pick that religion, what is it about that, or you know what I'm saying? It's always good to have knowledge. And even about some things, it's people out there who always say, oh, the devil, this devil, that, and they don't know nothing about, nothing on that side. You got to know everything. You got to know everything.
Yep.
You got to study everything. I just told you the devil knows the Bible backwards and forth. Hello? Wake up. So you gotta know everything. I want to know everything. So, you know, I kind of feel like I don't judge nobody's religion. Whatever your choice is, Buddhist, I don't care. Mm-hmm. You could be whatever you want, but that's up to you. But I know what I am. So at the end of the day, like the conversations we have here, they're open. They're not to X one religion out and say this and that. We talk about everything here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's and great. I don't down, the only thing we kind of downgrade is what, the devil? But that's, I mean, that's obvious. But but I mean, we're not here to, we're basically here to educate. I just think that there are a handful of light workers out there, and if they like to maybe call themselves white witches, but I think that it's a lot of that. That's just a name. That's just a name. I think that it's a lot of people out there who have these gifts, and they use them for the good. They use it for the good in a lot of ways, and their intentions are good. So I definitely think that regardless, you know, some people would look at it and be like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't associate with that type of person. You know, and I feel that I'm not like that. I just feel like maybe we don't agree on doing some of the same stuff. And, you know, I'm not a Wiccan, but I at the same time, I don't look down on people. You know, I kind of understand where you come from, and you stand your lane, I stand my lane kind of thing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
respect
I'm not
mine,
here to
I respect
make
yours
people.
Type of thing.
Right, I respect yours, you respect mine. And I'm not going to go back and forth with you and debate about God, because as long as I know what it is and I know what I'm supposed to do, that's what it's all about. Or whoever I'm supposed to talk to, that's it. That's all it's about. It's not about going back and forth. I don't do religious arguments because I think it's stupid. It's not going to go nowhere. A Buddhist is always going to be a Buddhist, right? A Christian is going to remain a Christian. So you can't change somebody's mind, and all you can do is tell people about God. Keep it moving. You done your job. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go into our main topic. We're going to talk about the Charlie situation. I want to ask Timer. You looked up the Charlie two times, saying I don't want to say his name. What did you think? What was your face like when you
like
saw what was going on?
Charlie.
Stop saying his name.
Like a mobster, Charlie two times. Anyway, go ahead, Timer. I'm sorry.
Anyway, the way that I see it is, it doesn't bother me at all. But sometimes some people still amaze me. So, I mean, this type of stuff is, you know, when we were teenagers, we played with the Ouija board. So, I mean, and now, you know what I'm saying, It's just something different. I mean, with this Charlie thing, I don't even really know how to even put into words as far as, I mean, when we were teenagers, we were playing with the Ouija. So, I mean, it really didn't throw me anything from a loop. I mean, at least what threw me from a loop is they don't know the origin of Charlie. So to call upon the spirit that you know, known history about us, you know, of any sort, the thing you want to play the game. I just found that hideous is calling the white boys a third who did what he did in Charleston. So, I don't know. I really don't. I mean, with Charlie in there, truth be told, I don't know what to say about it. I'm, like I said, nothing ceases to amaze me. I play the Ouija, so I can't really say too much bad too about the youngsters nowadays, so I bet you might want to hand the mic over. But I will entertain this topic. But as of right now, from your question, I can't even. I like I said, it's just nothing to keep it to amazing. If I can say on that one. Seriously. funny because you bring this up, it's the first time I've heard of it.
Me too. About to say the same thing. Absolutely.
My nieces and nephews haven't brought this to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the mic is passed. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Tyler still had something to say. Well, here's another topic that I never heard of, just like with CERN, the CERN situation, something I didn't know until India brought up, and I took time to look into it, looking at one of the, actually, I was telling and Dale off the air about this, I saw a YouTube video on one of the, just seeing one video was enough for me. The guy basically played this game. If anybody doesn't know, if you're stupid enough, if you want to do this, if you don't do it. But this is what they did. You take a piece of paper and you basically create four boxes. You draw four boxes, basically, and you put no, yes, yes, no on each side of those four boxes. And then you take two pencils and you form it like a cross. Right on the lines of the lines you created with the boxes, one pencil straight up, one pencil sideways. And then you say, basically, do you exist? I'm not even going to repeat what the guy said. Basically, he's saying, Charlie, two times. You know what I'm saying? Charlie, two times, blah, 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 right? And then... if the pencil moves...
We don't want to explain. I don't want to tell people how to do
it. All right, but I'm just saying it's something that it was really freaked out. And let's just say that shit happened. I shouldn't say it like that. But stuff happened after the fact, and I was like, okay, though. Well, that's enough. Goodbye. Good night. That's all it would take for me. And I would never touch it ever.
I think that we talked about this before when we had a topic of Ouija boards. Whenever you're playing with the supernatural and things that you do not know, you're opening doors to things that you have no business opening. And I've told you guys this before. When you open doors, sometimes doors cannot close, okay? And you can bring things out of that closet that cannot go back. And once you open it up, that's it. And you don't have, I mean, it's like, why would you go ask 10 demons to come out of the damn closet when you don't even know how to deal with one? I don't understand that these parents would, if I saw my child on any of these challenges in my house playing, if I had kids, because I don't have kids, but if I had kids, the challenge would be to get me off of your ASS.
Yes.
Because how dare you do that? Because all these kids are doing are summoning demons. They're actually summoning a demon. The demon is, his name is that name, and it's a Mexican superstition. It's a Mexican thing where it comes from a Mexican superstition, and they used to do that. They used to play that. And what they do is that demon, he is a strong demon, and you guys better be careful. Because what happens is, once all these things, if you saw in the videos, things were happening, things were getting thrown, guess what? He's coming and he's in now. You have invited this entity into your home.
Yeah. And guess what?
See, you guys
no gotta
understand, demons are like vampires almost. And see, I'm not that vampire. I'm a good vampire. Demons are like vampires, where in the movies, because, see, vampires are fiction, right? So it's different. So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get you. Demons are real. Vampires in movies, what happens? You have to invite them into your home, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Demons, they're either there or you do stupid stuff like play Ouija board games and invite them in. And they come. You basically just opened up the door and said, come on in.
Yeah.
So I just kind of think that, I mean, I've done stupid things when I was younger. I was talking to my friend the other day. We played games. We didn't really do the Ouija thing. Like I said, everybody knows I did Psychic Circle. We played that before. But we didn't do stuff where we just didn't know about, though. Like, I knew about stuff. So I played with people who had more knowledge than me because I know what I'm dealing with. I know that you can open up doors, trust me. It's not a pretty sight. When you do stuff like that, you will end up paying these kids things will happen in their houses, and it will, you know, with demons, it gradually things will just start, things will start happening. Things are just getting tossed. Kids are getting scratched. Right. I think one kid was scratched. You have to be careful of, yeah, I can't believe that they think it's fun. These are the same kids, I guess. I can't believe this. This is the same kids thought it was okay to put themselves on fire. And if you guys don't think that's a demonic thing going on, then you are truly spiritually unaware. Because kids today are putting themselves on fire, and I watched a kid basically in that one video kill himself because he couldn't put the fire out and turn on the water fast enough.
Damn.
Do you know what that is? That is demonic. That's like a demon or something telling you to do this, and you aware of it. It's like they're awake and being possessed. Like they're aware of what they're doing now, and it's like they're doing it. It's fun. They're making it into a game. The demons are making it into a game now. But they're saying, let's do a challenge. So we're going to do a demonic challenge of calling a strong demon and invite them into your house.
But you know what?
So some people try to say, oh, no, it's fake. Okay, go do your research on it.
Yeah. Okay.
From my understanding, that, you know what I'm saying, Charlie is not. I mean, in Mexico, they don't even know of a Charlie. There's no such thing from way back in the day. Maria Ellen Neves, the original correspondent of BBC Mundo, said there is no demon called Charlie in Mexico. Mexican legends often come from ancient Aztec and Maya history or from many beliefs that began circulating during the Spanish conquest. The Mexican mythology, you can find gods with, they said, she mentioned some Spanish names that I can't pronounce. But Maria goes on in conclusion to say, but if this legend began after the Spanish conquest, I'm sure it would have been called Carlitos, and which is the Spanish name for Charlie. So even the name
English name is translated Charlie. Right.
Right. It's
like Jesus is, you know, to us, Jesus, Jesus, whatever you want to say.
Right.
I know that it's from Mexico. It's something that they played, the kids played. And it's almost like, I told somebody the other day, it's almost like the Bloody Mary thing. And if anybody ever did that when they were younger, I told my friend, I think I told Angela the other night, we did that. And we did that a couple times. And I remember one person getting hurt. And to people who think this is not true, don't go try it and try to figure out if it's true. Second time that I did it, I never did it again. I told myself I'll never say that name again. I said it tonight, but I'm not doing what I did last time. We actually went in the bathroom at school, and we did it. And we did everything, the water on the mirror, we said it, we turned the lights off, and I was the last person, for some reason, to try to get out the bathroom. And when I look back, I seen it, and I got scratched. I'm the one that got scratched. And I was so shaken up that I said, I'll never do that again, never do it again, never do it again. Don't try it, you guys. I'm telling you guys, it's not worth it. I just think that some people, they try to make it seem like, oh, no, it's just a myth. It ain't going to happen. It didn't happen to me. It's stupid. Okay, just like they tell you certain things don't exist. They said a lot of things don't exist, but they do. So you believe, go ahead and go on and do it yourself so you can just see. Because sometimes people got to see things to believe it. I believe in God, and I've never seen him in person. I have felt him many times. Many times I have felt his spirit. But you can't tell me that I don't know him and that he exists. Of course I know he does. Some people need to see things to believe it. I don't.
Man, I did it.
And I have seen some things in my life. So I just think that that's crazy. I'm not going to do the Charlie Challenge. I'm not trying to do the Charlie Challenge. I think it's
the name.
I think you guys need to stop playing with things you don't understand.
That Bloody Mary thing, I've seen it. It was weird. When I did it, I saw, like, you know what I'm saying, I could see, like, a graveyard, and it was like a sky blue, like, light where the tombstones were, and I can see like a shadow approaching. I've seen it, and
right.
it tripped me out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
no, it's weird. It's weird.
I mean,
and look, you know when I turned around, I had to look. It was one of those things that you had to look. Like, I'm already coming out the bathroom last. I got to see it. And I looked, and I said, oh, like, it scared the hell out of me. And I just kind of think that certain things you don't mess with.
You can hear it.
Especially
if
you don't have your armor on. You don't mess with certain things. If you are not ready to gear up for war, don't do it, y'all. I'm telling you.
Don't do it, period.
Don't do it, period.
Repeat that.
Because
twice.
some of the people out here can even battle the weakest demon. Okay?
Right.
I just kind of think that you don't understand what you're dealing with. And some of these doors you open, trust me, you can't close them.
Right.
It'd be hard to close them because they just can't, they don't want to go.
Yeah.
Another
thing could come in.
Yeah. Why are you so?
Screw that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even do Candyman. That's how serious I am. I won't even do that.
Yeah, and that was based on the TV thing, right? I don't want to do that either. I just kind of think that you got to be. That's for people who got to see everything. I got to see this to believe it.
No disrespect to atheists.
Like atheists have to see God. They have to see Jesus.
Yeah.
They have to see aliens. They have to see everything to believe. The devil. You have to see it to believe it. I don't have to see nothing to believe it because I know. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. I know. I feel it. It's connected to my soul, to my spirit, who I am. I know. There is a divine. There is a presence. There is light and there is dark. And I believe it. So, and I have seen lots of it. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it twice. You're here.
Here's the deal about everything is that, you know what I'm saying, like they were saying with the game Charlie, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is not contacting Charlie, you know what I'm saying? There's multiple demons that come across friendly at first, but actually they have a sinister motive behind it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the thing about Charlie is where they say you got to properly close it out, you know what I'm saying? Like they say you got to, you know what I'm saying, ask them to stop, you know what I'm saying. And then
you got to ask them to leave. You got to say a prayer.
When the pencils move a certain way, both players have to take the pencils and drop them on the floor.
Oh, it's a big ritual to do to make it.
Right.
I told you guys that before, and for years, when I had whatever I released, and see, sometimes we blame stuff on the devil. And that's fine because he do be behind a lot of stuff. But some things you have to take responsibility for yourself. And this I take responsibility for myself because when I played that psychic circle that day and I didn't play with my friend who knows that board, she knows it back and forth. When I played that thing by myself without her with another friend that knows nothing about the spiritual world, okay, that was a mistake because what happened was something followed, something stayed. And when it stayed, it took me years to get rid of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I mean years, 2012. And I just kind of think that, and this has been years ago.
Yep.
And I think that we have to be careful because what Tarmer just said, the prayer that I was supposed to say, I said it, but I didn't complete it. I didn't say it how I was supposed to say it. I didn't do the things I was supposed to do. And then when I went back, I said, are you still here? I didn't say nothing. And we were just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, we decided to ask again. This is like after the fact. We're like, let's ask again. 10 minutes later. And all of a sudden, it went to yes. It was still there.
Wow.
Huh?
And that's the same thing with the Charlie, with this game. It's for the simple fact, you know, it says that if the spirit refuses to allow you to stop playing, then you're instructed to say a prayer and hope that you have broken the connection. You know what I'm saying? Hoping is a beautiful thing, but, you know what I'm saying? It's not.
No, hope don't mean you did. Right.
You know
that means you might make it go. Right.
So
that what you just said, did you say hope, Chimer? So in hope that you break the connection. That don't mean you did.
Right. And if you don't
so
break
maybe
the connection,
I did do it right, but I didn't do it. It didn't work. Because I hope that it did it. It just didn't work. It stayed. And look, I went and threw the board in the trash can. Guess what? Mistake number one. Yeah, mistake number one. I just kind of think that don't mess with things you don't understand. In that time of the day where I was at spiritually, I was very much connected. I seen a lot of things at that time, but I wasn't where I'm at now, where I'm totally connected. It's totally different for me now. And I think that that was so stupid. That was one of the times you look back and say you were dumb. How dare you? You weren't. You didn't know what you were dealing with. Thank God I was like, somebody was looking out for me. You know, my angels were there. Because that's scary.
Playing with these spirits is like, you know, playing with these spirits, and like you said, your key thing with you with the experience that you had, India, was, you know, your friend that knew the board front to back. That's somebody that has the knowledge to deal with what comes through that portal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But playing with these games is like someone handing you keys to the 747 until you go ahead and take a spin around the world, but yet you have no experience on how to even start it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a very dangerous situation to put people put themselves in.
I knew nothing about that. I knew nothing about it, and I should have been dabbling in something I didn't know about. And at that time in my life, I wasn't where I'm at now. So you know, I feel that you know my light wasn't light. So I kind of feel that, you know what I'm saying, it's certain things that you would do when you're not somewhere else where I'm at now.
Right.
And there's a lot of things you'll do that maybe now I wouldn't do. And I know for sure I would never do that again. I would never play a Ouija board. You don't have to worry about me playing a psychic figure. I don't care. I'm not playing none of that. Anything that comes out the store and the person tells you and look at you, say, it's a warning on it. Like, do you know what this is? Do you know how to do this? Be careful. When they tell you that, then come on. That means you should not be messing with that.
Right. Even with this game, you know, saying if things are properly, if they say people who have been properly closed out, you know, saying break the connection with the spirit, start experiencing things like sinister laughs and voices, things moving, shadows. So these are all the things that you, I mean, it's kind of like when you hear the sound effects for a new drug, all the things that, you know what I'm saying, you know, the bleeding from the nose in the ears, and but if you want, if you experience it, take this medicine. I mean, it's the same thing, man. It's like you said, when dealing with the spiritual world, supernatural, you have got to have knowledge, you know what I'm saying, do your research, because
that's
right. You say, India, you'll never want to open up a portal which you don't know, what you can't see. We don't know what's coming out those portals.
Mm-hmm. Unless you are somebody who's a seer, who you can actually see, or you're a medium who you can feel these things that are around. If you're somebody if you're not none of those and you're just blinded and you don't know, you're just going about your daily life and you got spirit, demons, all kind of things bouncing around you, and you don't get it until they start being active. Because, see, just because they're not active at first don't mean they're not there.
Right.
Okay?
And
I told you just now, it took that thing 10 minutes to answer. We went 10 minutes after we had asked, was it still there? And it we thought it left. It didn't say nothing. And 10 minutes went by when we said, let's do it one more time, just ask. And it was there. So don't mean that it's not there. It can be just be playing with you. It sees what you're talking about. It's not stupid.
And on top of that,
it don't want to go back. It wants to stay.
On top of that, you got to be sure you know the people you're playing with, because someone you're playing with could be setting you up to sell your soul to gain some way, some form, fashion. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's hey man, this stuff is too real to. It's too real.
That's right. Moral of the story, don't play with the Ouija board. Stop playing with the Ouija board. No Charlie Challenge.
None of that garbage.
Stop doing it. Don't do things unless you understand it, you know what you're dealing with, and
you, know
you
what,
understand it enough where that's where you feel you could go, guess what? We're not here to tell you what to do. But I'm going to tell you to all you inexperienced people out there who don't know what you got to wait, stop opening the door, peeking in to stuff you cannot close back. Stop.
I want to
shout out Club Trey Paranormal. They just followed us on Twitter. Also, Real Paranormal just followed us on Twitter. Definitely shout out to all the paranormal clubs, Twitter, paranormal researchers out there. Definitely shout out to all those people because, you know, definitely I really respect a lot of the people who are now, like, involved in, you know, like, in the paranormal. Because remember a while ago, it was a subject that people really didn't want to talk about. And if you was involved in the paranormal or if you research aliens, people really didn't respect what you did. And I'm happy that we're at this point in 2015 where we can actually have people who are out and they're really, like, you know, good at what they do. They're researchers and they're good and they're finding evidence that it is existence of life after death, and you have these entities and different things and portals and stuff like that. I mean, these things have been going on. I think so many people understand that it does happen, but I think a lot of people like to keep their eyes closed to what's really true. A lot of people just rather not know, and I think that's what it is. People believe in a paranormal. They just like to – they're just so scared of it. It's one of those subjects they just, like, rather not hear.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Oh, and Daya.
Huh?
We have a phone call if you're interested. We have a phone
call. Sure.
Yeah, here we go. We have area code 231. Hold on. You're 231. You're on the air on Vamp City on Dollhouse Radio. Ooh, hello? Hello. You're on the air, 231-981. Hello? No, nobody there.
Welcome to Vamp City.
Hello? Basic Spanish.
Okay.
Hola? No. Okay.
Well, maybe. What is it like? Hola.
Yeah. Oh, we got another one. Wait. Let's try another one.
Like,
right.
Hola. Like, oh, they speak Spanish.
You know, mushy. All right. 210, you're on the air on Vamp City on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, hello.
There you are. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Mitch Maddox.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just listening to the show.
Cool. What you?
Thank you, Mitch.
Yes,
not a problem.
What you?
Pioneers, India.
Yep, that's her.
Yes.
The one and only.
Did you get that video that I sent you on Facebook?
No, because I've been. Oh, did you send it to me just now?
No, I sent it a while ago. It was a camera that was set up in a kitchen and just started freaking out.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. I think I retweeted that. I put it on my page.
I did put that
on my page.
See that?
That one was really crazy. Somebody put up, was that you or who
yeah,
else
it
was that?
Well, somebody shared it with me and then I sent it to you.
Eesh.
Somebody set up a camera. I guess they had some paranormal things going on in their house and they just got to the point where they wanted to set up a camera to show to see what's going on, and all of a sudden you see dishes flying everywhere, the chair turned over, stuff flying off the table. Like this, whatever this was, they were going crazy. They tore up that whole house. That whole kitchen was burned.
It was bad.
I have it on my Facebook. It's on my page. I'm actually going to put it on the Vamp City page. Thank you, Mitch, for that, because I'll put that on the Vamp City page. That's really a good video. It was really crazy seeing that.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't guess how they would do that. It couldn't be an earthquake because the camera would have been moving.
No.
But everything,
everything
else was just going haywire.
No, an earthquake is not going to open up the cabinet. Like, you'll open up the cabinet, but literally when it was going to plate, it was like something was tossing them. And it wasn't just in one direction. It was, wow.
Everywhere,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the way the chair turned over, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I mean, when I see stuff like that, because, you know, I like scary stuff, but I wouldn't know what to do. Actually really happened.
So I want to ask you something because, see, I, I, I heard you just say you like scary stuff.
Uh-huh.
But what if that situation happened to you? Would that be scary then? I mean, would that
well,
be like?
I have seen stuff like that happen.
Okay.
And
tell
yeah,
us about
it is very scary.
Yeah, you have a story?
I just see shadows behind me and then turn around and nobody's there.
Okay.
And then the shadow's gone. And I was a kid once, and my family were staying in this house in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Some scary part of whatever town they were in. And it had a basement. And they heard the dogs barking. They went down there, and the door had opened. And I was with them. So they closed the door, put the dogs back down there, went back to bed. Dogs were barking again, got up, and the door was opening again. So they closed the door, and they put a table leash inside it between the doorknob and the floor.
Yeah.
Went back to bed, got up the next morning. Nobody was up. It was just them in the house. The table leash was moved, and the doors opened again.
Mm.
And the dogs were just laying there. Riding my bike down in the town I'm from, we were riding through a creek. It was dark. The moon was out. And a friend was beside me. And as we were going up this hill, we see the shadow coming in behind us. We turned around, looked, nobody was there. So we got scared and just took off. Because you could see the outline of somebody, but there was nobody there. And it wasn't our
shadow. Do you
think
it's the same shadow you saw before?
Yeah, that's the same incident, but this was at another time.
Right, but I'm saying, do you think that is something that followed you? Because if it's a shadow person,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay.
Good question.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, so I've always been interested in it, but just...
Because I know
met,
that
I
you said that you...
I wouldn't Ouija boards or something like that.
Right.
People ask me to, I'm like, no, don't want to do that.
Because you know that they can see even ghosts. I don't think that not just entities, but ghosts. You have those people who are not here no more, or like I think even entities, they can see like who's open. And because you're into stuff like that, like you like to be scared, you like stuff like that, it's like they can tell who's open and you seem open. So they will be attracted to you. So I can see why you know what I'm saying? Something would try to, like, follow you or this and that. Because it's like you're like a light out of the dark, and they could see your light. So it's kind of like they're attracted to you.
Yeah. Yeah, my aunt, you know, grandmother and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Mm.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story tonight. We really appreciate it. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And Forrest is...
Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, all forests are creepy anyway, day or night, so it don't matter. I wouldn't go near no damn forest.
Yeah, I don't do forests at all, especially at nighttime.
Yeah, either way, day or night, it's creepy.
I learned my lesson that, you know, even though I'm protected in armor, you don't go to the enemy's territories.
Nope.
You try to stay where you supposed to be. I'm not trying to be... out just in the dark somewhere. Like, you know, you got to be careful and be in the right places. Because sometimes, I don't know. But I do know that, like, the shadow people that he was talking about, the shadows, those things are becoming more and more talked about. And a lot of people are seeing them now. It used to be something where you talk about shadow people, people would be like, who? A lot of people are seeing shadows now. And I think that shadow people, and these things, I call them entities. They're very sneaky. And my experience with them, for some reason, they observed you. But from my experience, it was like I was being observed, because when I was asleep, I was in a paralyzed sleep, and I can see it and I can sense it. And it was right up, like on the top of the ceiling to the left, and I saw it coming in the TV towards me, and this thing came all the way to my ear where I felt it by my ear, and it was like right there, and it was slowly coming up to me, and it got right to my ear, and my body was like, if I was on a heart machine, you would have seen my heart rate go up, like up, because I was trying to wake up, and I can see it. I can see around me, but I couldn't wake up. And that thing was right there. So for some reason, I get like they watch you, and they like to observe you. And I don't know what they're there for, though. Like, what are they? Like, you know, are is it the same as a demon? That may be an interesting subject we should talk about. So we're going to talk about shadow people next week. Right here on Dolls Radio, Van City. That's crazy. We always get our topics like that. Huh?
Homework. Time to write down the homework assignment.
Get your homework out, guys. Get your paper out.
Yes, Ms. Morrell.
We're
going to
talk about shadow people. And where do they come from? Who are they? Are they demonic? Are they? What are they? I definitely want to talk about that because
yeah,
I think that is definitely something we should talk about. If you have stories, call us next week, 646-595-4038. We want to get some of you paranormal clubs on the show. I want you guys
absolutely
to share your experiences. At the same time, we want you guys to be able to advertise your company and what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Right here on Dollhouse Radio for
mm-hmm.
free of charge, of course, for an interview in exchange for your knowledge. If you want to do that, you can hit me up at Sexy India or my assistant, Angela, and
yep.
we're at dollhouseradio@gmail.com. So, okay, last comments, guys. What do you guys want to say before we go? Wrap it up.
Dave Chappelle, wrap it up.
We might be on time tonight.
Yeah, wrap it up. Wow, that hasn't happened in a while. I just say the key to everything we're talking about tonight with you know who and everything else we talked about, just do your research. And don't do that stuff. Look into it. Just like I had no idea about this so-called demon until tonight. And all it took me was one time looking at that YouTube page, you know, looking at that video and going, okay, that's good to know. Bye. And that's it. So that's all I have to say. Be cautious. Be aware. Don't mess with stuff like that when it comes to that, the Bloody Mary, you know, all that other stuff. Just be aware, you know, don't even go near that stuff. I know, you know, if you're a kid and you say, oh, this is interesting stuff, no, you can look into it, you know, especially kids nowadays, that you know, they're actually a little more advanced as far as, you know, they have the internet and they can look up stuff. Just look at it. If you hear something about something like that, just look it up. Or at least talk to your parents or something like that, because that's something you don't mess with. Just stay away from that stuff, because that's for real. That's not to play with. That's all I got to say about that for this evening.
That's what's up. Yeah. Oh, man, just with my final words, just flat out, just, you know, to know what you're getting yourself into before you get into it.
There you go.
Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the consequences of not knowing could definitely be life or death, because the spirit is way too real to play with, truth be told. I mean, I just hope that people will take time to I mean, if you are going to do it, I mean, I just feel like people, we all just need to take time to get right with God, you know what I'm saying, And you know, at least if you don't know what you're doing, at least you know who to turn to when it shits the fan. So, I really don't have much to say. It's my birthday, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. You know, hit me.